Many thanks, Ian. More news items now as we hear of a successful housing association merger, a reshuffle of officials at City Hall, a rise in youth unemployment, and closure of recycling centres has begun. First, however, a cut in funding for the Norfolk Broads. The chairman of the Broads Authority says it faces challenging times after the government announced it had cut its funding. The cuts come as the BA faces growing pressures on its finances due to inflationary rises, making the cost of maintaining navigation in the Broads increasingly expensive. The reduction may exacerbate tensions at the organisation between the sometimes competing demands of parkies, members who believe it should prioritise its national park responsibilities, and navvies, those who think it should focus more on the boaters who use the waterways. The authority is calling for a change in its funding model that will allow it to use government funding for navigation purposes, which is currently funded through toll fees. While the loss in funding is a blow, the authority is having a successful year so far after months of good weather have seen visitors flocking to the Broads.
The region's largest housing provider has reported strong financial results since completing a merger to become one of the biggest housing associations in the country. Norwich-based Flagship Group merged with Bromford Housing to form Bromford Flagship in February and now owns and manages approximately 80,000 homes. Through the acquisition of land and entering into agreements with the development partners, it has now secured a pipeline of 6,500 new homes, which it will build over the next 5 years.
City Hall has introduced a new cabinet role for equalities and social justice as part of a reshuffle of key decision makers. The new role was announced at a meeting of Norwich City Council and will see Labour councillor Gurpreet Padda join the cabinet for the first time. Labour's reshuffle has resulted in the departure of two cabinet members, Matthew Packer, who was responsible for planning, and finance portfolio holder Paul Kendrick, who has been sworn in as the new Lord Mayor of Norwich. Ms Padda's new portfolio will be focused on economic and social inequalities and involve work with minority faith groups, disabled people and the LGBT community.
A significant rise in youth unemployment in Norfolk has been blamed partly on the county's poor rural transport links. The unemployment rate among 16 to 24-year-olds in the county reached 14.5% between November and this January, compared to 12.2% last year. Too many people are locked out of employment not for lack of ambition, but because of lack of access.
The controversial closure of Norfolk's recycling centres on Wednesdays has begun to save more than £200,000. Critics have said the cost-cutting move could trigger a rise in fly tipping, but Norfolk County Council officials say they do not expect to see a surge. The Conservative-controlled cabinet at County Hall agreed last year that it would cut the opening hours at its recycling centres. 13 full-time council-run recycling centres are now closed on Wednesdays. 6 other centres already operate on a part-time basis and are only open from Friday to Mondays.
Well, with that last news item, we've reached the end of part one. We hope you've enjoyed what we've introduced for you and that you enjoy the rest of your listening. So with that, it's goodbye from Lynette and myself.